Today on EPL, we will discuss why Chrisette's wants you to see us, why Ricky's not smiling, why white chicks are stealing our assets, and why black men think that we black women are just too angry.
Yeah,
that's my girl.
We're going real black now.
Hey!
Real
look
black.
Look at her. You better go, Solange.
I don't know. This was like, and it was a big deal because it was a number one album.
Yeah. They had
and they made history.
The number one.
History.
Two sisters
because they two
with
sisters
number
with number one albums in the same year. Last year.
2016. Like about a month ago.
Yeah, girl. Where was you?
I didn't get the memo.
Y'all should read it. Not know.
I did not know.
Four albums, y'all. Four.
I didn't know. I thought she was a DJ.
What did she be doing?
I don't know. Where are you? Where,
what do you do at
home? Watch TV?
I'm producing the damn show. That's what I be doing.
That's
doing
a couple
research,
days.
Looking up facts.
How'd she see this fact?
And but this is like
praying. I be eating. Praying.
She sexed it away.
And I be living.
What is it though?
This is beautiful.
What is what it?
It.
It is.
I keep meaning to look it up. And what are cranes in the sky? Are we talking about like
cranes in the sky? Oh, probably birds.
We should have an entire
cranes are birds.
We'll have to have an entire show like dedicated
you in Miami
breaking down
or Vegas and they be building stuff and they got cranes in the sky. Is that what she's talking about?
Yeah,
this is lovely. Oh my goodness.
No, actually, this is my calm down song. I put this on when I'm about to.
About to what?
Lay hands on somebody.
Oh, Lord.
Like, so if you hear me listening to this, this means like,
yeah,
all right.
Stay away from the
beach. Nasty hands or mad hands?
Oh.
I just want to know.
Mad hands. Am I putting nasty?
Did you say McNasty hands?
She said nasty.
Oh, I thought she said
Sheree nasty.
McNasty hands.
If I'm putting nasty hands on a woman, then it's like, why I want to stop that? I want that to continue.
Audience.
Hello. Welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. We are so excited to have you here. Let me introduce to you my panel so we can get right into the show. To my immediate right is the absent Stacey Eichen. We'll just give a shout out to her.
Where's Stacey?
My millennial me is not here. But my male me, Demetrius Jones, is here.
Yeah, and I can play the millennial person. I'm pretty immature,
Okay. So you can play both roles today.
Pretty much.
All right, we're gonna need.
Not immature. I have a young person.
Well, we'll
young
go with immature because that was your first. So it's usually your
I'm really
first
12.
Instinct,
I'm about 12.
Or,
yeah.
Okay.
Like most men, we're really all about 12.
Oh, we know that, honey.
Oh, Lord.
We done figured that out a long time ago,
that's
right,
why we
Courtney?
We be drinking it away.
We be drinking. Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it?
Here we go.
Here we go. And then last but never, ever, 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 ever least
I'm
is
praying right
my
now.
Militant me, Miss
yes,
Courtney Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
How you living?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good week.
Good week?
Good week. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's good week. Good week.
I almost poured you a little drink.
No. I just need this water.
Just water. Okay. There you go.
No,
you like to stay alert.
Yeah, man, because I never know when it's going down. Where, you know.
This is exactly why I done missed four of Solange's albums.
Because they don't come strapped to a wine bottle. If they came with a wine bottle, you know about
it. Hello. Yes, I would. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's get right into the show.
You don't believe in this day drinking.
Well, I mean, like, technically you can drink in the morning if you drink.
It's champagne. It's different.
Yes, champagne.
It's not hard liquor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's happy juice.
It's like, you know, brunch.
It's just happy juice.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you can have a mimosa for brunch or breakfast or, you know, I don't do Bloody Mary.
What's the earliest that you will drink?
That's a good question. Probably about on the weekend. That's crazy because on the weekday it's like I'm locked in, unless I'm at a lunch meeting. If I'm at a lunch meeting, then I might have a glass of wine.
So
at 12,
not
maybe
you
12
want
for a glass of wine.
What about 10?
No, won't do it. What,
Courtney? Okay,
what are
look,
you
look,
drinking? Look.
I can't recall a time that I have, but I wouldn't say that I won't. Like if I was at What about a brunch at 10:30, 11?
I have a mimosa.
Okay,
look, 8 a.m.
I mean, I'm not doing anything at 8 a.m.
Like, roll out of bed?
Like, I'm not rolling out the bed.
And grabbing.
Yeah.
So that's too early.
My first drink in the morning is always water. So
I didn't think your first drink wasn't water.
Mine is not water. Mine is coffee. I know that's terrible, but that's what it is.
So 10. Okay. All right.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, I say 12. No. But I mean, if it's 10 here, it's 1 in New York. What difference does it make?
Exactly.
And it's
time is a state of mind.
Whatever.
It's a social construct.
It is. It is. It is. She's so right. She's so right. I couldn't agree more. Mm. Well, let's get into our show because we have a really, really juicy show. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are going to talk about, ultimately, our show is going to be about interracial dating. We're going to talk about that. We're going to dive into that. I can't wait. Let's start with Chrisette Michelle, because that was your story that you sent to me.
I sent it to you because, you know, when we produce the show, America, you know, I look for things that are going on, and I wanted to hear what...
What if Europe is watching?
Huh?
What if Europe
They're looking
is watching?
At us just
we do,
crazy.
We actually
what
do,
if Asia's watching?
We do have a few people who are watching. Shouts out to Pay in Amsterdam. Who
are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
We have peeps in London, too. We got some London peeps.
Yeah. Now, oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, London. Hello to the UK, yes?
So, Chrisette Michelle is a singer that I'm sure...
Yes.
Got her up there.
Basquat.
Basquat.
Basquat. Basquat.
It's by Basquat. Alice and Olivia. Basquat. So, I took a trip to Neiman Marcus to inspect this revolutionary skirt. It is not. It is on sale for $1,300 at Neiman Marcus. It is mass-produced. It's a capsule collection, I guess. But I didn't find anything on there that was radical, disruptive, that anyone would notice. I searched and searched for these hanging people that were on this skirt. Because she went on The Breakfast Club, and she explained why she decided to accept Donald Trump's invitation to sing at his inauguration. Are we doing the clip of that, or no? Do I have to just tell people?
No clip.
What she said in a nutshell, I'm paraphrasing her. If you want to see the entire interview, it's on YouTube. But she said that she wanted them to see us, that when she would hear him talk, she would say to herself, who is he talking to and about? Why does he think he can talk to us like that? They need to see us, see how we walk and talk and
see us
and stuff like that.
That's her on The Breakfast Club. You sent me this link, and it was 32 minutes, I think, or
it was 33? A 32-minute interview.
When I tell you, my brain was in knots. Like, I had to kind of step back because I couldn't really follow what she was. I'm like, what is she saying? She'd say something.
She was bullshitting out of the side of her neck.
Ay, ay, ay.
Damn, I thought I was going to have to come hard. There you go, right there.
Just say you took it because you needed the money or you wanted the money and be done with it. Like, nobody's buying your bullshit. Trump know black people. He know how black people walk. He seen black people.
I feel
you
like
ain't
this.
Teaching him nothing.
The cops who overstep their boundaries know how your black ass look when they pumping bullets
exactly.
in you.
So like, it's like, no
they see us.
There.
They see us.
Stop trying to over-intellectualize a dumb decision that you made, and you made it. It's yours to make. I'm sorry that you lost your family over it.
Why was it a dumb decision?
I mean,
because of the backlash that
she's coming back, trying to roll back and like explain it, and that's why it was dumb. If she just said, I needed $250,000 and I went and made that money and I sang at the inauguration because I believe in America too and I had a right to be there, then go for it, girl. I wouldn't have done it personally, but that's your decision.
It's a dumb decision given what she claims to stand for and her fan base.
What does she claim to stand for?
She claims to stand on the side of black consciousness. Is what she claims to stand
but
on.
But she's always been with she. But it's sort of... Chrisette Michelle is sort of like...
Yeah, she's a little...
It's like,
fairy dust.
Black consciousness. Not really. Then she did R&B Divas and like that. Yeah. Was, like it just... It just
It sounds like
I
she is...
I actually am a fan of her music.
Yeah, because the girl can sing, but
she can sing.
But it sounds like she is talent who seeks relevancy, and she even on The Breakfast Club, she says that, you know, people are calling me now. I have to do NPR. I have to do Billboard. I'm on The Breakfast Club, and so sometimes though the thing is like Courtney's correctly pointing out. If you're seeking that, we can smell the authenticity of your bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what you're really seeking. So
you needed the attention.
Don't make it.
And I want him.
And then she says some story about some white lady that she spoke with who said, oh, what, who is that on your skirt? And she told him, that's about Basquiat. And it's by Alice and Olivia. And she hadn't heard of that artist, but she knew Alice and Olivia. And she said to me, that's something you never let go of. I was like, what's so damn profound about this? I was like, she liked your skirt.
So you made a fashion statement. Right. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's this thing where I feel like sometimes I do not understand it. And she was so enamored by the possibility that there are white people in America that are suffering. I don't know what it is about some people. I want to blame television. Mm. But I think sometimes some black people believe that every white person in America is well off. That every white... Because that's how she presented it, where it's like, yeah, there are people who are struggling that don't look like me. No shit.
Got it. Yeah, it was quite interesting to watch the entire interview, which I don't recommend anybody do, because certainly there is a much better thing than you can do.
Oh, and I had to watch it twice.
Yeah. But you know, it almost, to me, it's like... I don't necessarily see a bad person there. I just see somebody who is trying but doesn't really have the capacity to do what maybe she wants to do or execute what she...
She did what she wanted to do.
But, I mean, do you think that maybe what she said is her intent was... Now, she said a bunch of different things, but one of the things I grabbed onto, she said that... You know, and she didn't use this word, but I get she wanted to be a liaison maybe between, you know, the people that are the important people that are calling her from Washington. Maybe she could facilitate a connection between them and the more intellectuals.
Then God bless you, girl. We going to pray for you because you are severely ignorant, because you singing at the inauguration was not going to make you any kind of conduit for any community.
It's like Charlemagne said, like, we've been singing and dancing at the for white folks since we've been here.
There was nothing new about what
they
you were doing.
They see us. Yeah, they see us.
They ain't blind.
Yeah. Now, I will say that song that they sang, that Travis Green, I listened to that song, Intentional. It is one of my favorite gospel songs. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter that she...
No. And then when I watched, because I had no plans to watch it, when I watched the performance, they seem, her and Travis, seem as if they want to say more, but they scared.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all there, so say something. You didn't even get a chance to meet the dude who you don't
claim that you're going
to
be the conduit for.
Well, she said something and then throw your hands up.
She should have
waved from side to side,
and she had on her subversive skirt, so you know that's, you know, she did it.
Okay, we can't waste another second. I watched that 33 minute clip.
Were you mad at me?
I was like, Demetrius, what is
what are you talking about, shut up.
And I had to like walk away,
and Spike was right to say if he was thinking about it. And this is the thing where people don't understand. Some people don't understand about Hollywood. A lot, whenever you're in the position to put someone in a place to make money in a project of yours, you're thinking about a lot of people. So yeah, yeah. I don't think he was lying when he said, hey, I was thinking about this song. You're thinking about a lot of people. But when folk do stuff like
her
this.
Black girl magic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spike was right. Like, no, I don't want to mess with her. And he should have said it. He should have said it. And tell other people not to. Yes, I believe in that, because I'm tired of rewarding people who don't need to be rewarded for these types of actions.
You don't think that that's New Age bullying, though? This is a woman. This is how she makes her living. This is how she feeds her family.
But she's not copping to that.
So if she did
cop to it,
like, is that going to make it better?
It would make it at least authentic. Like, don't try to piss on me and call it rain.
Does it make it better? And she says, yeah, I wanted the money and needed the money or whatever. This is what I do. I'm a performer. I took the money.
That would have probably... It would have been better for me. But let me say this.
Maybe for you too, but there are a lot of people that just do not care. The fact that she accepted the invitation to perform.
There are some that don't care. But this compounds it. This compounds it. Now, something that you brought up, like, oh, is this bullying? We have this belief. Sometimes. One, bullying is overused. Yes, and we have this belief that somehow because you decide that you want to be a performer or you want to be a creative, that you are now entitled to support. I don't have to support you. This is not a charity. I can tell people, don't go buy your stuff. Mm-hmm. And if they want to buy it, they can. Everybody's making money at doing something. It's a couple dudes on the corner making money selling dope right now. I ain't got to support them either. Just because you make money doing something don't mean I got to support you.
You know, but I think it's one thing to not support what somebody does, not to support their decision, and it's a whole other thing to really speak out against it and have so much passion and
But if you
fire.
Don't speak out against it, like, there's so much invested in what Spike Lee does and what he stands for, what his movies mean, mm-hmm. what they stand for. And for him to be, have that platform and then not say anything, I have a problem with that. Like, if you really sincerely believe and are anti-Trump and don't believe in what he says, then I would not... I believe in you for saying and supporting anything that supports that.
We gotta
let
stop
me tell
playing.
You this. She said something that to me made a little bit of sense.
Well, okay, let me hear. Well, I'm listening.
When she said about Spike Lee, and she said, well, why wouldn't he just teach me?
Because she know. And let's stop playing like everybody needs
I
to be effing talk.
It.
Ain't nobody got time for this bullshit
teach
no more.
Teach her what?
Donald Trump is president.
Stacey?
That's
you
it. Ain't no
with...
more of that. Like, teach me. He teaching you right now.
Teach me.
He taught you when
you
took that song out.
Lesson.
That's your lesson.
Your actions have consequences.
We can move to the next segment. We ain't got to even keep talking about
say,
this.
I'm
going
to tell you because pray is in the title. What the Bible say?
What the Bible
says, when someone offends you, when a brother offends you or mm-hmm. does something, you know, against the creed or whatever. Now I'm paraphrasing. But basically, if somebody offends you or does something that you don't agree with, you pull that person aside and you have a conversation. I think that in the age of social media, what happens when Spike, and I'm not taking a position. I'm really playing devil's advocate here.
I know you're.
When Spike Lee takes that public position and chooses to use his platform to speak out against her,
mm-hmm.
then, my thing is, I think we kind of should be sticking together. We should be united. He should have picked up the phone. Still take a stand if that's what your platform and your position calls for, but also back it up with a phone call.
No. All that united shit, that's over with. ain't no, because see, this is my mentality is a,
together.
No, my mentality is a little different together. Than most people because I'm a student of history. And if you think about the movements in the 60s, the 70s, hell, even the 80s, everybody's not like, okay, let's agree, we go do this. If you see somebody doing something that they shouldn't be doing, you need to say something. And if they do it in a public place, say something in a public place. Ain't no, let me call up on the phone, because guess what? The public don't hear that.
Exactly.
And she, like she said, she got 700,000, now 690,000. She got 700,000 Instagram followers who, if he calls her, they not go hear how Spike Lee really felt. So Spike should say it right where he said it.
Okay. Well, there it is. Okay, let's move on, because we definitely want to get into our interracial dating segment, which is our main segment. And the picture that you see is a picture of Ricky Smiley and his son, Brand. I think that's his name, Brand. Now, here's the thing. There's an old saying that says, once you go black, you never go back. Unless you Ricky Smiley's son, of course.
Oh, wow.
Ricky Smiley's son don't want nothing to do with the sisters.
She
As a matter of
I'm
fact.
I'm not fuming at
I feel
all.
Like I could cook. Wait, I feel like I could
cook.
You cook
an egg or something
no,
on her
no,
head.
No, I could cook an entire Thanksgiving dinner on her head. I could take the turkey, go like this, it'd be fully
Kibachi,
cooked.
Kibachi? Like Benihana's?
It's exhausting.
Cook a pie.
It's just, well, let's say...
And that clip on the radio... Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, let me kind of set it up for our viewers. He said in the show, what's the name of the show that they do?
Smiley.
I don't know. It's their reality show. His cousin tried to set him up with two girls, but cute girls. And cousin took him aside and said, hey, what's happening? What's going on? You like him? Yeah, I'm not really, really feeling him. And he's like, why? So he got to the core, the root of it. And apparently, Brand doesn't think that... black girls are really attractive to him.
He still messes homies.
I just
want to
give him a hug. I just want to give him a hug. Now, weigh in on that, y'all.
This tea, though. Okay, go ahead, Courtney.
I mean, he's a child.
That's what I want to say.
Okay, let me set this up.
Now, I'm going to use myself. My experience. My son is predominantly has been exposed to people that are not
Caucasian.
Yeah, thank you. That are not black, because he goes to a private school, you know, and I'm sure maybe Ricky Smiley's son goes to a private school.
That's what he said. That's where he's around.
But he's in military school.
Is he?
That's what he said on that radio clip.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's interesting.
He said that's what he was exposed to, though. But.
Well, and that's the thing. So I'm saying, if these young men are exposed, if this is what they're only exposed to, white women, then is it fair to, or even reasonable to expect them to gravitate or want to date young black women? If this is all, usually you gravitate to what's familiar.
I was exposed only to mostly white people upon my comeuppance from about seventh grade.
Comeuppance.
From seventh grade through college, yeah. It was literally an atmosphere of 98% white people. That was my exposure. So I think it's a cop-out, and I'm tired of hearing it. Oh, well, I'm only around white people. That's fine. If you're attracted to a white girl, I gives no fucks about it. The issue is when you tear down black women because of it. Right. So, great, congratulations.
Make it seem like y'all don't even got sexual
like,
parts.
Like, shit, like, God, like, I can't, you're going to be attracted to who you're attracted to.
I want to piggyback on something that
All
you
right,
said.
All right, come
because,
on with
okay.
it.
For most of my life, I was only around black people.
But this picture is funny. Ricky looks like he's saying, what did he just say? What does fool just say?
Yeah, Ricky mad. He claimed Ricky the producer mad. Oh, the is producer the one that made
now, Let me say this. Because
I'm using that from now on.
Something that people said about Ricky Smiley, and that, well, why would he allow this to come out on his show? And if you have any experience with reality shows,
you don't have creative control.
Even though, that's why I want people to understand. Like, even though the show bears his name, depending on what was negotiated, mm-hmm. he may, and this is why I love being an attorney. He may not have any control. He may not even see the edits.
Yeah.
So that's why you need to get a good lawyer like me. But that being said,
it's a little plug.
I'm just saying. That being said, I definitely agree with Courtney that it's bullshit. I grew up in Detroit, when it was 92% black. I went to a black college, and then I eventually went to a majority white school for law school, mm-hmm. and that was my first exposure to white women in that context. And I saw what I saw were guys who were like me too, who was like, okay, they were with white girls, some exclusively, because they hadn't been around them before. So it's like, it's this thing where it's like, oh, that's all I was raised with. Then it's this thing like, oh, I was never around them. Some you just like white women sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You just do.
Well again,
but there's no reasoning for say that.
Some of these kids, if they're gonna date, that's really all they can date, because that's pretty much what's in their pool of choice.
Yeah,
that was my pool of choice, but you don't have to disparage the other person
and
because of it.
Yeah, and I agree. Exactly.
But now, right, and he has to learn that. And he's going to learn that now. Because he's getting a lot of flack. He's going to learn to be more sensitive
and
more considerate with the things that he says. But why is that? How does that even happen?
Because what he said, was it really offensive, or is it's the truth in how he feels? Because he didn't say it in an offensive way.
It's the truth in how he feels. But my question is, how do you get to that point as a black man where you just not attracted to black women?
Or not necessarily, you don't find black, he said, I don't find black girls attractive.
Yes.
In all honesty, look, this is a white supremacy thing. This is self-hate.
Is it peer pressure? You think it's peer pressure?
It could be
peer pressure.
You think
he gets some flack from some of
his black
buddies,
friends?
His boy, not his black friends, if he's predominantly around white people.
I don't see,
people.
I doubt that he, I doubt in this day and age, are they in California too? Where are they in? Atlanta?
No,
I think Atlanta.
I would find it hard to believe that a guy who's not black would give you flack as a black person for dating somebody black. I can't see that.
I'm talking about his white. I'm talking about like when he goes to school and the people that he's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The majority of his peers.
I can't see that. I can't see that. That doesn't make any sense. I've never seen that. But what I have seen is that because of the society that we live in, we internalize white supremacy to mm-hmm. believe that, okay,
that
those things that are black, that we shouldn't, like, I shouldn't be in love with her, that I should shoot higher and be in love with this person that is non-black.
Mm.
Because traditionally we were taught to not like this. Like, this isn't beautiful. That's what's beautiful.
So your surroundings don't really give you a pass?
No, not to me.
Okay.
No, not at all. But neither of us or you, and you're a product of an interracial relationship, right? Yeah. You are.
I am.
I mean, so I don't think you are either. Right.
You don't
she looked like it was a secret. I'm like, am I? I mean, we
could see. No, let me tell you. I went the opposite direction. And my thing is, I was only going to date brothers. And I'm, you know, upstate New York is predominantly white. And I went to a black school. My black school was, 20% black versus the all white school, which was like 2% black.
Yeah.
And I just made the choice to only date black men. And the reason being is because I thought that with my history, my mom being black, my father being white, Italian, there was so much racism within my own family. Like, I didn't meet my biological grandfather, my paternal grandfather, until I was 16.
Damn, that's a long time.
We were half black. He wanted nothing to do with us.
That's deep.
Nothing to do with us.
You know what's interesting? I hear that a lot because I hear that a lot when it comes to interracial children.
It's deep, and the kids, poor kids, like you, like you just, that. You know, you didn't ask for that. But anyway... what I always thought was, I don't want to mess around, fall in love with a white man, and then my children have to go through the same thing. Aww. Absolutely not.
That's awful.
So, I know. So, that's why
it's okay. Black dudes are really cool, though.
I know. I know. But, so, you know, I've had experience with, you know, and then it was funny. Then when I went to the white, it was really a white school. I would get, oh my God, you're really pretty for a black girl. But when I was at the black school, they was like, you ain't really black.
I was just going to say, how do the black girls appreciate your love for the black men?
The black girls cooks. Damn my ass. Listen.
Were you cute?
I looked the same.
You're supposed to say, yeah, that's why they
were cute. As Cedric the Entertainer said, he said, you've been cute for a long time.
Who said that?
Cedric told me that one time.
That's funny. That's funny. So, have you ever dated a white man?
I have. What's your definition of date?
I wasn't including sex, so I was just saying dated.
Well, I would like to know both.
I do. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Demetrius. Good looking out.
Yeah, I'm not, because I don't want you to look back at the tape and be like,
I'd
rather interrupt the flow. Now we can go back.
Interrupt the flow anytime. Thank you. So what was the question?
Have you slept with a white man?
Oh, really, though?
Have you had a relationship with a white man?
This is like the conversations we have after the show, but keep going.
I have had relations.
What?
With a white man.
We learn new things every day here at Eat, Pray, and Live.
So wait, was it different?
Oh, God.
For you? It was...
It was okay.
It was good.
Sisters, go for the white.
Once you go white, it's all right. That's all I'm saying. Yes.
Listen,
no. Yes. Right. That's and then Hispanic man, I've dated, but predominantly black.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like the brother. I like brother. I like swag.
Have I?
Same question.
Yeah,
don't act like you got
to
think about it.
No, I've never been with a white man.
Oh, I've been with a couple white girls.
I've made out with a couple, but that's it.
And we had a problem with that. That's our next subject.
I've been a couple white girls.
But you know what? Let me go back to this. Because what happens is, I don't think we have a problem with a black male dating a white woman. It's the choice to only date white women.
Yes.
That we have a problem with.
And she got to be fine. See, this is the thing.
But if she's usually not fine. Now, that pisses me off.
Now, let me say this. You all know somebody that people will never, y'all can never get upset.
Who?
When Seal was with Heidi Klum.
Oh, you can't be mad at that.
Who could be mad at him?
You can't be mad at him. But they also, you could tell, there's a love.
He didn't have to love her. We were like, go ahead, dog.
But
we feel
you. But you know what, though? She's European.
Yes.
So European women, we don't really
American,
look at European
white girl.
Exactly. We don't really look at them that way. No, because she's kind of cool. She's got a nice little cool flow.
Hold
and
up.
You can
Let
tell
me say
she's
this.
A loving
Let me
person.
Say this.
That's what I'm saying.
Please, because I've noticed, I've been reading the comments on YouTube and Instagram. Please, next show, I'm going to read some of these comments on there. Please comment on whether or not everything is cool if it's a European white woman rather than American.
It makes it a little easier to swallow. It really does. Now what? But you know what?
When it's just the Becky, like you're just like, really? That's what you picked?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I've seen a lot of fine black men with the most average white women.
Honestly, that's what I have a problem with that, because then I feel like the man is holding white women to a different standard than they're holding black women, and that you would never date an equivalent black woman.
You would not date a fat, plain.
She went there.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Well,
like, that's
really, honestly, what she's referring to is the Jerry
militant.
Springer thing. Because if you've ever clicked on Jerry Springer, you'll see like, why is he with her?
They're like out of shape.
And I once saw a guy, two black guys, and he was talking about the white girl who was not attractive. She was ugly. And he was talking about this girl. In my opinion, she was not attractive. And he was listing her attributes. And at the end, he said, and she white. And she, to the other guy, I was like,
oh, like that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Like, this is why we're fighting over this girl.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Trophy. It's a trophy. And that's a lot of times black men will look at white women as a trophy on their arm.
Wait, before we get, because I do definitely want to
talk about a double standard.
Okay.
Now, if we see a white dude that only dates black women, we like, yeah, he cool. We do.
I mean, I'm cheering them on.
Well, that's because you're the beneficiary of it. Me,
yes,
personally.
But it still is the double standard.
It's cool because you know, as a black guy, like, okay, he's likely not racist against me. It may not be true, but for me...
But is that okay?
It's okay, but I still think that they have, like...
You don't see the hypocrisy in
that? I do, and I think that they may have some type of problem or trauma. Anytime you don't date your race... Or you're exclusively the other race. I wonder what made you do that.
Okay.
And I feel like, okay, what's going on here? Why are you only dating black women?
All right. Our next picture brings me to why you mad. And I'm going to tell you why I'm mad.
Who are we talking about?
So y'all think black women are angry. Is that a myth or is that a stereotype? Or is it both? They thinking.
I'm not thinking. I sometimes don't like to jump right in, but okay. I can.
There's definitely some angry black women, just like there's some angry black men. There's some angry black folks, because being black in America can suck sometimes and has sucked for a long ass time. So I just don't understand why black women get a special spot. Like, there's something wrong with you if you angry.
And to add on to that in a more technical, in a more
life is different for us,
right?
So we're not.
And I would
life
have to
is,
say, every
different.
Black person is not from the ghetto. But when you look at certain cities and the way that we've been segregated and forced to cluster, not based on economic factors, but based simply on the fact that we're black, a black girl who grows up in these areas, and that's typically who they're talking about, is angry, can't just walk around carefree, willing, just smiling. She has to protect herself.
Yes.
And so a type of shell develops that's necessary. That's entirely necessary.
A defense
for
mechanism.
For survival.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's anger. It's more so black women are strong and can take care of themselves.
It's a defense mechanism. It's an awareness.
Right. And men, for our purposes, that doesn't always fit our purpose. When you're trying to get vagina, you need the defenses to be lowered.
Down.
You know, you need somebody to put up with your shit so you can get as much vagina as possible.
Well, that's where the myth of, like, the white woman being easier and doing more sexually, and that's why black men go after them as opposed to black women.
That's
so
a Mandingo thing. Well, let me tell you what makes me mad. Because I'm not an angry black woman.
Why you mad, son? Why you mad? Tell them why you mad.
I'll tell you why I'm mad. For stuff like this.
Wow, she looks
good.
You
see this picture? She looks amazing.
Does she?
But
I
she
mean,
done
well,
knocked
I,
us
I
off.
She done,
she done knocked
booty,
us clean
like,
off,
go.
Courtney.
How she knocked she me done nowhere? Because what she want ain't nothing.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Check this out.
She
check
done
this
knocked
out.
Us
oh,
clean
us off.
Like she fake Gucci and y'all Gucci.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, but that was their business plan. And how can we be mad at that? They figured it out. They figured out how to make it work, and they do it flawlessly every time.
What my problem is that we try to pretend as if she has not had some medical assistance.
No, we don't.
No, not just her. Because if you look at these blogs, if you watch TMZ, they'll put these pictures up, and no one will say, you know what?
Your booty don't grow when you done lost 30 pounds.
That booty does not look like it is a naturally occurring booty. Phenomenon. Uh-huh. It looks like shots.
And we know it's not.
Something.
We know it's not. We know it, but they have the before pictures. But we got the receipts.
Wait, Cherie, I'm telling you, I speak to people, and when I say it, they be like, "That you don't think that's
you
real?
Stop.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Those are the people you need to lay hands on.
You need to stop hanging out with them right now.
I promise y'all.
Those are the people you need to lay hands on.
People outside of this circle sometimes do not know. Guys do not know. People don't think.
But we just talked about it. It doesn't even matter. Even if they know, they don't care. It's not how you got there. It's the fact that you're there. Now, Chloe looks amazing. I'm gonna give her a shot. She looks amazing. I think she looks gorgeous.
She looks more attractive than she did.
She looks much more attractive.
She's not up to my level, but I would not date her.
You can't win Demetrius, girl.
She's still coming in at about a six. She can be a six, but she looks better than she's ever looked.
Do we all agree on that? I think she looks better than she's ever looked.
She can't be Beyonce. Beyonce's a 10.
Yeah, is Kim more than Khloe right now?
With or without the makeup. Because when you see her without the makeup.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to make a point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, go on. Sorry.
Can I make a point?
Go ahead. America is listening.
America is listening. Make your point.
So America, my point is why I'm mad. Okay, here's the thing. Why black men... It's not a knock against Khloe. Why black men would you not stick with a black woman who has all this naturally beautiful, full, bee-stung lips? We got a good little, we got a nice little derriere. We got some thickness to us. But some of y'all are leaving us to get a counterfeit us. What's up with that?
Well, let me say this. Sometimes what I can say in defense of black men. Sometimes when you get like a booty enhancement, mm-hmm. when you get breast enhancement,
and let me say this, I'm all for, listen, whatever you need to feel better about yourself, do you.
Well, when you get that stuff, you want to use it. So sex becomes a lot easier.
Easier to get or easier like while you're in it?
To get. Typically, if I see a girl, right, and let's say
it's easier for you to get a woman that has been enhanced?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't understand the logic.
Because a woman who just got a titty job can't wait to show me her titties. Let's just keep it. She can't wait to show me her titties. And if you got an ass job, you can't wait to show me that ass. So I buy that.
There it is.
You ain't go through all... Because how long you laid up after you get your breast enhanced? A couple weeks?
Why are you asking me?
Because I can't ask nobody else on the show.
I had them reduced, and then I had them... So I've had a love-hate relationship with my breast, so don't ask
me. She got enough of all of it.
Okay. However amount of time, you sitting there, and you laid up, and you like, I can't wait to show these.
No, that was never my thing.
But that's because you had them.
That's why I said you can't really...
These are chicks getting them for the first time.
No, yeah. So I can see. I really understand your logic.
So you're presenting yourself as a sexual being ready to engage in coitus.
Well, there you go. All right, because I don't have the same ass and titty my whole life.
Coitus is sex.
Oh, in what language?
American.
Latin.
Spell coitus.
C-O-I-T-U-S.
What? Y'all, coitus, salage. I learned so many new things with this show.
She always asking us to spell as if we aren't college graduates.
Well, why would Solange come into the coitus conversation?
Because I'm just learning new things and I love it.
So is that the hashtag when we do clips of the show? Solange, coitus.
I gotta take a note to remember.
So what do you think about the stereotype? Again, let's go back.
Our producers took it.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Coitus, sexual intercourse.
Nobody ever taught me coitus.
It's okay, girl.
That's kind of a nice little word. Coitus.
Just be like, get a...
Do you ever say, let's go have coitus?
No.
It's not as attractive. So you know... Do you know...
Coitus you. You don't say that?
Do you know what fellatio is?
Now, fellatio, I know.
Do you know what cunnilingus is?
Cunnilingus, I know. Coitus, I did not know.
That's how she said it. Oh, I know fellatio.
A mess. Oh, my God.
How much time do we have? Not I want much. This show to be over so bad. Okay, so the angry black woman stereotype, myth, our own amazing former First Lady Michelle Obama has been a victim of being labeled an angry black woman. Now, if you see some of these faces she makes, I love it. I mean, if you catch some of my faces.
It's my face all the time.
It's the RB, what is it, the RBF? The resting...
Oh, resting bitch face.
B-face, yeah. Exactly. So sometimes we're not all... You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You catch us in a thought
you
or like...
You're rarely going to catch me all.
I love black women so much.
Though. I know. We're
but
expressive.
She's not even angry
we're just an
to
expressive.
Me.
No, she's
at
not.
All.
She's not angry.
But if you just... You know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. If you just look at some of these pictures... Remember the one that she was looking at Carla... I can't remember her name. They were at a tennis match, and she is the first.
Oh, you know
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, when it was like one of the international whatevers, and Barack was too chatty, and they caught her like side eyeing, and it was great.
I thought
she
that was picture like, was exaggerated, not fake.
I mean, who
well,
knows?
It can't be. No, it wasn't.
It could be a micro expression.
It
could
have been exaggerated.
My thing is, a picture's worth a thousand words was, I think that phrase was coined before we had. So many pictures per second where you can catch
yes,
every micro
exactly.
Let me ask y'all, because we're in the countdown. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do black women have a right to be mad?
Every black person in America has
a right to
be
mad on a daily basis.
Daily.
The very fact that we can live and be positive contributors to society is
yeah.
amazing mm-hmm. considering how mad we deserve to and be justified in.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left? He said 5 minutes.
Oh, we got plenty.
Oh, we have a minute?
You got
okay, like, okay, good, 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 good. Good, good, good. Okay. So what do y'all think? Weigh in on, I asked this question a little while ago. Weigh in on the angry black woman. Is that a myth? Because some of our men are basically saying that the reason why they're not dating black women is because we're so angry. And it's just easier to date women from another race.
I buy that. It happens.
Uh-huh.
It happens. And I've had many a conversations with my male black friends, whereas it is an easier exchange, just like you were saying before, like when the girls want to show their stuff, they're ready. They don't have the baggage, if you want to call it that, that goes along with being a woman of color in this country. So in a lot of ways, it can be easier to be with a black white woman. They want to please you. They're happy. They find their ways, whatever.
Some. And we have to say, you know, some.
It's not every white woman that's going to... I ain't going to say that.
Yeah.
But I get it. And I do also get... There's another whole section of black men that also feel like black women aren't going to give them attention because they're not necessarily... how do we say? No, they're not the like swaggy black dude with the car and the money that they think that because there's a school of black women that sort of want to elevate themselves through their men.
Gold diggers?
I don't want to say gold diggers because I don't think that's fair.
No. But is that what you're trying not to say?
No, I'm not trying not to say. I'm specifically not saying it because gold digger has a negative connotation and I don't believe there's anything negative about wanting to marry up or wanting to progress in your life and be with somebody who's motivated and making money and doing things. I think black women get that label because they go after
that. It is something wrong with it.
If you're not bringing something to the table.
How
but
are you
black,
finishing my sentence?
I know what you're going to say. But the point is that black women are becoming fast to become the most educated population in this country. So there are black women with 4-year degrees doing amazing things in the corporate world that want a man that matches that. And unfortunately, due to some other issues in society, black men don't necessarily match up. So when we're looking for a man with some means, we get called gold diggers. And that's not fair.
No, that's not what's going on.
But you know what? We get called bitches and hoes, too. Why not own gold digger?
Well, no.
Like, no. Because the thing is, again, it has a negative connotation, and it also, like you said, what it means is it means that some women are saying, this is what I'm bringing to the table, and these are my expectations.
To match me, like, at least.
Yes. And it's not like I'm trying to use you for your money. I'm not bringing. That is, I think, the true definition
but
of
no
a gold
one,
digger.
This
but
is the thing.
People with good intentions and just saying, you know, if we need to be equally yoked, I want myself and my man to be equally yoked.
I think equally yoked and gold digger can even be used as a
no
same
one
thing.
Is calling that group of women gold diggers.
Yes,
that's not.
Yes,
that's
they are.
You
are.
No.
Yes, they are. They are. Yes, they are. And that's why it can be.
Men
that's why
are
it can
calling.
Be linked.
We look.
No.
There's a special group of hoes that we be referring to.
No.
It's a special group. And you know them when you see them.
No.
You know them when you see them.
There are some bougie black girls that won't look at a black man unless he's driving a nice ass car. But it doesn't mean that they aren't equally educated and financially well off. And they are called gold diggers.
And I understand that. I'm the same way. There's certain women I'm not dating. I want someone who's going to college.
But
that's
what I'm
me.
Saying.
I want somebody who's going to
college. If you want to call me, that's what I'm saying. If you want to call me a gold digger, what happened with
she
your
said,
Prius?
Because I won't date her because she got a Prius. I did not say that.
Lord.
But there are certain things that I want in a woman. But real talk, men are not talking about, and I have conversations with men, the private conversations. They're not sitting up there saying like, yeah, this girl who's a doctor, she only wants this, that, whatever. That's not what we're talking about. That is not what they're talking about. And those who are, they stupid. But we're talking about them hoes. And y'all know who them hoes is. And how do I know? Because y'all don't told me who them hoes is.
There are some hoes. Yes.
Y'all know it's some hoes. They're okay. Like, you one step. Wait, if you're not a hoe, you one step from hoe. You one.
Can we? Let me ask a question. That's a picture of Evelyn Lozada in her heyday, honey.
Was that when she jumped across the table?
That was, I think she was getting ready to jump across the table. Yes, from what was
Basketball Wives.
So do you think, like brand, do you think shows, I'm back to Ricky Smiley's son, do you think shows like Love and Hip Hop, some of the Bravo shows, The Housewives, The Basketball Wives, do you think that stuff is playing into the angry black woman stereotype?
If you watch all the shows, I would say it is and it isn't. Because if you look at all those shows, they're all about women in conflict and throwing and throwing stuff on each other. So it's not as if black women are getting a particular type of treatment that the other women aren't getting. The problem is black women have already received such negative marketing in the past.
It just compounds and it makes it worse.
If anything, I think the shows have probably helped a lot of these black women that you see on scripted shows. I think it has given birth to a lot of black women starring in television shows because it has put them on the map. Mm-hmm. Whether you're talking about Taraji and Empire, Gabrielle Union probably would have had Being Mary Jane regardless, because that's, you know, BET.
Yeah.
But Olivia in, not Olivia, that's so black.
Kerry Washington as Olivia
in Scandal. You know, so
So what do you think about these type of shows that depict women? Or here's the thing. I've done reality. You've done reality. We know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Because the drama, the conflict is what sells, is what people want to see.
Yes.
So a lot of the altruistic, the good, the sisterhood, and women just being down for women, a lot of that is left on the cutting room floor.
Yep.
So do you feel that this might be
counterproductive?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I think after a certain point, we've gotten the mileage out of it. When I start looking around, like there's this one show on Fox that actually had, I could not believe this, they had two black women and they were sisters and they were like stars on the show. What is the name? It's about a guy who, Ichabod Crane, he comes back to life. He was fighting with George Washington.
It's a reality show?
No, it's an actual scripted show.
Oh, you talking about Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. So when I started to see that, I was like, okay, it was enough.
Yeah.
The writers now have received the education on black women that they now feel comfortable writing for them. Not and they're including them more in the show. Like, oh, let's cast them here. Let's cast them
here.
So
this is the education that they're getting?
That's part of it. That's part of it. But sometimes in Hollywood, in order for you to make...
I think that's horrible.
It depends.
I mean, yes. If this is the education that you're getting in black women, the people that are telling this story.
But that's not what they're portraying, though. If you look at outside of Cookie,
I think that I think that there's a blind. I think there's like regular society that's watching it and receiving messages, and then there's like Hollywood that's creating content. And I think that Hollywood that's creating content is actually very, very intelligent and thoughtful, and they are able to process it in a way that regular America is not necessarily. So I think the biggest issue, not necessarily that reality TV exists, but that we call it reality television, and we don't educate people that it is produced and that there is, just like with any other story or any scripted drama, like you have to create a story. So there is some creating element of it, and it is not legit reality.
And execs want to buy characters that they understand. So you know, when you're in that pitching room, you're trying to relate to them. And you like, oh, it's like this person, it's like that person. But I can say, oh, this person is like Evelyn Lozado plus Elaine from Seinfeld. And it's like, oh, you think the girlfriend.
Sense.
And they can put it together.
Yeah. And we do, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. It seems like she's in a really great place. She's done the work. And
well,
she's on the other.
Some people call her
Evelyn.
A digger too.
And she's.
I ain't going to dispute it. Go ahead.
Mercy.
I'm
trying to get Evelyn. I'm trying to give you a pass, girl.
I like Evelyn.
She could have changed.
To give you space to
she
change. Well, from what we know, she has. She's on the
baby,
other side. That was a
married,
long time ago. So it's just an example that we used. Halo.
She
Award.
Was on OWN. She has elevated.
Oh,
Jesus!
Let me say this about.
No, you got to do the Halo.
I'm
Award.
About to
do
it. I'm about to do the Halo Award right now.
Okay,
America. The Halo Award is an award that we give out to someone that we feel has done something that if they were to, if you do believe in God, for those of you who do or whatever, that they deserve a halo or a little polish or something on Judgment Day. This Halo Award goes to the Parks Department person who tweeted out.
Yes! I didn't know that's what you were doing.
The photo of the comparison of Donald Trump's inauguration and Barack Obama's first inauguration, where Barack Obama, first black president, clearly, you know, monumental, had 1.8 million. Donald Trump had between 700,000 and 900,000 people who attended. I understand. I would be ashamed to go to that inauguration, too. That being said, a few days after the Parks Department retweeted a New York Times reporter's picture, they received a directive from the someone in the Interior Department stating to the digital team that they shouldn't tweet out anything else, that they're in a holding pattern, because they thought that the account got hacked. Everyone knew the account did not get hacked. But what the Parks Department did that I found to be ingenious is that they set up an alternative U.S. National Park Service Twitter account, which proves once again that Donald Trump may tweet and, you know, people like it and all that. But at the end of the day, the Internet does not love you hoes. The Internet is for everyone. And I just give props to the ingenious
Twitter
people. It's like, we go keep going and keep going hard
Twitter
and be the damn resistance.
Even with your gag orders on the EPA.
We love it. And that, before we close our show, you know how we do, y'all. We give our takeaways. So, Courtney, what's your takeaway, mommy?
My takeaway is I'm going to go find a white man.
Well, all right. Demetrius?
My takeaway is this. I'm still ain't declaring no damn peace. I ain't walking holding hands singing kumbaya until I see some contrition from somebody else.
Oh. That means he's still angry with
Lord
Trump.
Oh, Jesus. All right. My takeaway is, you know what? You can't love anybody. You can't have altruistic and good intentions towards anyone if you don't love yourself first. So you have to love yourself as your neighbor and do you. And I don't know if that made any sense, because the champagne is clearly kicking in.
I think you meant love your neighbor as yourself.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Which I don't like. I love my neighbor how I think they want to be loved.
No. But here it is. Love your neighbor as as yourself.
I don't know if they want to be treated like
Lord
me.
I swear I'm going to stab him. I know I'm getting violent. Love your
angry
neighbor.
Black woman.
Didn't we just talk about this?
Guilty! as yourself. Love you your can't, as yourself. Meaning I need to love myself first. I need to be okay with me. I need to make peace with me before I can really give you the overflow, because I'm loving you out of the overflow. Okay. Boom. All right, y'all. That is our show for tonight.
Where can I find you?
And Size Matters.
Where can I find you?
Well, we talked about crowds and all that kind of stuff. So I think we should do that next week, Size Matters. You can find me, Sharree Fletcher, across all media platforms.
And subscribe to her YouTube channel. Please, the link will be in the bio. You can find me at Eye of Demetrius.
I'm everywhere at Sword Starlet. Love talking to y'all.
And comment, because we're going to talk about the comments next week.
So eat well, pray consistently, and live boldly. That is our show for today. Thank you for watching.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Cipria, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.